This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Merry Pagan Festival stolen by the Christians to all, and a happy new year from us at Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Including me researching.
You'll find some of our favourite bits from every single show on this Best Of special.
Including some of our favourite interviews with our favourite guests.
Congratulations also on making it through 2016, but if you didn't die, then you weren't a legend.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
From Lauren. Hi, boys.
Easy.
I love bagels.
Same. Yeah, nice.
I love bagels with raisins. I love bagels with cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just love them.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend loves them too.
What a guy.
Can I get a witness? Oh, amen. Amen. Amen, child. Amen.
We wanted to incorporate them in bed.
All right, girl. You do your thing, girl.
Originally, our first game was to aim at his erect penis, but I kept missing.
This is like that game at the fair where you have to try and get it out.
Hoopla. Hoopla. Yeah.
So, as a punishment, he would make me eat them from the floor.
No.
No biggie.
I'm out.
We then stacked four bagels and put them on his hard dick. I was so excited, I just wanted to sit on it. But I had to eat the bagels first. By the time I got to the second one, I was so aroused and excited that my teeth missed the bagel and went straight for his head.
Didn't happen.
His head?
He screamed and was in so much pain that we haven't tried again. How do I explain to him that I'll be more careful next time and want bagels wrapped around his dick again?
Why?
Oh my god. It's just so. It's just so dumb.
So, sorry, she wanted... So, four bagels on his dick, and then she was excited about them.
No, you just don't even try and explain it.
I'm trying to get my head around the scenario.
There was bagels, there was hard dick.
She wanted to bite the bagels off
that
the dick.
That sounds like a rap song. There was bagels and there was hard dick.
bagels, I'm a hard dick. Oh my god.
Why does she like she likes bagels specifically wrapped around his dick again? I've got issues where it went on the floor and he made them eat.
She acquiesced, obviously.
She said it's fine, but
in
like,
all honesty, kinda he's going through more suffering than her.
He is,
because
true,
if you miss someone's dick with a bagels are quite doughy and quite dense and hard. With enough velocity
The gap in a bagel is pretty small.
Yeah.
So from this, we just got your boyfriend's got a little willy.
Yeah. You have to really shove it on.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, so you shouldn't feel bad that you missed, because it's pretty impossible, I think.
Yeah.
You take care though if you were doing it. You would have nibble. You wouldn't just go for a big bite, would you? You'd like nibble it to be careful.
Has anyone ever had any painful head? I've had teeth involved before. And
yeah, but there might have been teeth, but they were only on your penis. If she's not trying to bite through a bagel to get to it, are they? Or
that's
food.
True. Oh yeah.
She was so aroused that she was just
hungry.
It was munching. The bagels making her. It wasn't even the dick. The dick didn't even have to be there.
Yeah.
She was just getting aroused by bagels.
Any holes a goal?
They're nice bagels, but they're not sexual, are they?
Fucking hell.
Reese is disgusted.
Yeah.
I just can't stop thinking about. That must hurt so much, man.
Could have been worse.
She bit the tip of his penis. It can't get much worse, really.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was thinking about throwing the bagel on. Could have been like
a
jam donut.
It's not serious.
Well, no,
let me bite the tip of your penis.
No. I mean, it can't be, because he hasn't said like she went to hospital or anything. She's saying she wants to have sex again, so obviously it's healed or whatever.
She wants to have sex again with bagels.
Yeah,
but can't. She doesn't know if she's going to be able to control herself and not bite too hard through the bagel. So I wouldn't suggest it. Basically, this is coming from someone with a penis. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would fully end the relationship if that happened more than once.
See, this is why I can't weigh in. So
have bagels. Put the bagels on the dick. Take the bagels off the dick. So if you're aroused, fine. And then do your thing.
Just have sex whilst eating bagels.
Yeah.
I've had sex whilst eating food before.
What food?
Natalie's more interested about what
various food.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I've had sex eating food more than once.
What food, though? I'm testing you here.
I'm guessing chicken. It's all I eat.
Chicken. Right.
Or sushi.
I'd smash a roast having sex. something you love.
I've yet to eat food whilst having sex.
You do?
I've yet to.
Have you not even been finishing off food while the sex has started?
You know, like getting a quick blowjob and having a sandwich or something.
No, that's not sex.
It's oral sex. Type of sex.
I guess so. All right. Have you never engaged in
any type of sexual activity while eating? Or even while chewing?
While chewing?
Yeah, not gum though. doesn't count.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think I might.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Hannah Witten told us a story last week. I don't know, and Adam knew it as well, so I'm not sure if it's an urban kind of myth story or it's true. But have you heard the one about opal fruits?
Yes. Don't tell that story.
Well, I won't.
They're called Starburst.
I've heard it now. Starburst.
About eating them out, and it was a genital wart.
A guy put.
Wait. I heard genital wart. I don't know if I want to hear this story.
It's an urban myth.
Is it not true? I heard it when I was in primary school. I'd have been about eight. You know what I mean?
So he puts it up her, or she puts it up him?
He puts up a few, doesn't he? Pops a couple of opal fruits.
Six of them, and then bites out seven, and one of them is a genital wart, and he doesn't realise he's eaten a genital wart.
Yeah.
But that's not true then, no?
No.
How can you
eat a genital wart? They're attached to you, unless he bit it off.
I feel a bit sick. He's not talking about
it. Moving on.
Yeah.
Swiftly.
Have you been accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne & Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
Well, let's get on to another person who might need our help since we're in the office. A man has married a snake that looks like his dead girlfriend.
Wicked, man.
Yeah, sick.
I mean,
could never accuse her of backstabbing, could he?
It's true.
So this man from Singapore has revealed that he married his pet snake because it looks like his dead girlfriend. The man, who was not identified, he'd be identifiable, wouldn't he?
There's not many men with a snake walking around.
Yeah, fucking it, maybe. You know what I mean? Or lip-sing it.
Yeah.
The man who was not identified lived with his childhood sweetheart for many years until she suddenly died. For 5 years, the man was sad and depressed until he found his pet snake. What? So he couldn't find his pet snake for 5 years?
Until he found his pet... Oh, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Wait, I was sad and depressed until I found my pet snake. And now I feel so fulfilled.
Maybe he married his penis.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe that's what he married. Oh.
The man said that he instantly realised that the snake looks like his girlfriend. He believes that his girlfriend's soul is living in the snake. Does it overlap? Did she die before he got the snake then?
Well, yeah.
Because I hate it when people do that. Like Snoop, when he went, he was a reincarnation of Bob Marley.
Mm.
And I was like, but Snoop, you were alive when Bob Marley was alive.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know Snoop Dogg's just absolutely mental anyway?
Yeah, he smokes too much.
No, he said the man was sad and depressed until he found his pet snake. So, I mean, I don't know how old the snake is.
Yeah, we'll have to ask the snake.
Might have been allowed.
You're probably going to have to represent the snake. So
yeah, that's
we'll
a good point.
We've
got to get the snake out of this relationship.
But how did you find your pet? Like, was he in the attic moving boxes? Oh, yeah, shit. There's my pet snake. I used to have.
It was disguised as a scarf on the fucking coat rack. So, oh, where's my snake? Just, and whose green scarf is that?
What's the snake eating to stay alive for 5 years?
It's true. She had like one Krispy Kreme.
No, it's a couple of donut holes.
So this guy believes that his girlfriend's soul is living in the snake. Mm. And the man, who is Buddhist, believes that humans can be reincarnated in animals.
Sure.
Now, wherever he goes, the pet snake is by his side. His neighbours call him the man with the snake.
Inventive.
Very creative.
Didn't even capitalise the ting. It's not even capitalised. You can't even make a film about this guy. He's screwing. He's just the man with the snake. It's any guy.
That's also the name of the porno version of the film.
It's true.
Yeah.
So people who visit the man with the snake... I've loaded photos of the inseparable couple on the internet.
Can
you Google the man with the snake?
Don't Google the man with the snake.
Don't actually.
I don't think that's going to come up.
For real.
I don't want to see pictures like Steve Irwin or anything. You know what I mean?
I'm going to spell without a Y.
Okay, wait. Before you do it, let's just see if we can find this image. Apparently, one image shows the man working out in the gym while the snake was watching him lift weights. If we can't find that one, we've got to find that one. We have to find that one. That's got to be top row. No, it's not.
They're all just different men with different snakes.
That's really annoying. Type in gym as well.
I put Singapore.
Don't you reckon you should type in gym? That'll whittle it down. Surely.
Let me go to the news, actually. Yeah, continue. I'll find it.
Yeah, so... Here we go. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Cool. So it's him watching TV.
Of course it was in the mirror in the mail.
Another image shows the man taking his cobra out shopping. It's a cobra at the market. A third image shows the snake sitting behind the wheel of the man's car. The man noted that it is not illegal for a snake to... I need to figure this wording out. The man noted that it is not illegal. That means it's legal.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer and I just figured that out. Another image shows the snake sitting and watching TV along with its husband.
It's not illegal for a snake to drive
a car.
Well, like, who's going to put that law in? Like, oh, quick, hold on. We need to make it illegal for snakes to drive cars. Sorry, yeah, forgot that one.
Before you close the doors, wait! I've got one!
Why would we need to make that illegal? Do you know the man with the snake?
Yeah. Just in case. How's this man think his snake's going to drive with his many, like, this snake's many arms that he has?
Just his chin straight over the wheels.
They've got a long forked tongue, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. That's
perfect for the gear stick and the... And the steering wheel and the, yeah. And the pedals.
Could be one of them Google cars.
Yeah, that's true.
Which technically drive themselves.
No, the man with the snake has a driver, I'm sure. He'll have a chauffeur, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
Snake.
He's the man with the snake. The snake. He's like the man from Del Monte.
Yeah, that's kind of peak on every other person who owns a snake.
I bet someone gave him the pet shop that day.
It's like being titled, like, so, like, imagine. Like any, it could be anything. It's like, you're forever now known as the man wears the jumper. It's like, oh, what about I wear jumpers? Like, no, I coined it.
It sounds like in the very, very early days of civilization, you know, things were just named so literally.
Yeah.
When things were being named.
Yeah.
It's true. It's like almost like they'd never seen a guy with a snake.
Yeah.
So there's probably the man with the snake road now. Somewhere around there, or the man with the snake house in one of the housing estates.
Well, we all were named after like things that we did as a job, or we all were.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe it's, you know, still.
It's going to become a last name.
Yeah,
yeah, like, his kids are going to be
George the man with the snake.
Or the man with the snakeson. Yeah. like in Scandinavia, innit? Everyone's his son over there. Yeah. So yeah, if he moves to Scandinavia, he'll literally give birth to someone called the man with the snakeson. What particular country was it? Was it Norway?
What?
Iceland. Iceland, that's it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're trying to
They've
say.
They've all got sun at the end.
Yeah, all their names are sun at the end, isn't it? And I'm assuming that means that maybe not actually, because I don't know.
It literally means.
The son of Bjorn, for instance. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, the son of the man with the snake would be a man of the snakes and.
Is it all one word or is it like quadruple barrel?
Definitely all one word. Ah. Definitely all one word. T-H-E-M-A-N-W-I-T. Yeah, you know how to spell them out.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, where's he going with this? I can spell.
Why didn't you stop me at T?
Because I thought you were going to go somewhere with it.
I was writing it down as well.
Okay, oh shit.
Reese wants me to carry it. Yeah, what? Wait, what are you stopping for? I'm writing him a letter.
mate, but I think we've, we've all bypassed the fact that he married it because it looked like his dead girlfriend.
Yeah, we kind of did sort of step over
just
that bit.
Slip past
Yeah,
that's true.
Can we get him on the show as a guest? I bet he's easy to track down. Or you need to go to the Singapore embassy and ask for the man with the snake.
We need
Paul. Yeah.
That's the snake's name.
Oh, but that's just...
How did he determine
the sex of the snake? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's ways of telling what sex a snake is.
Snakes ain't got dicks, have they?
No. Well, there have to be other snakes, so they have to have something to.
Well, because
snakes are they asexual? Yeah.
Well, female snakes lay the eggs, and then the male snake
just wank over
it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Eh?
How?
Was tough luck being a snake.
That's why chickens do it as well. Like a chicken will lay an egg, but if you haven't got a cockerel, the eggs won't hatch. They'll just be normal eggs. The cockerel then has to sperminate. Is that right?
I don't know.
No, they have sex, and then she lays the egg.
No, because the egg is like the period. Right, that's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. So if it hasn't been fertilised, just like with a woman.
Oh,
I was led to believe
egg is a chicken period.
Yeah,
it's true. The egg that you eat is basically
I know it's menstruation. When you think about it.
So basically, the two birds would have to have sex for that egg to be fertilised so that when she lays it, it comes out as a chick, innit? Wow. I don't think the cockerel goes over and just
goes spunks over it.
I don't think that's exactly how it went.
How would a snake masturbate? It hasn't got arms.
Well, I'm sure it has
That's it driving a whip bit.
Yeah.
I paid for donut holes. That's a direct debit. For
donut. It's just like
contactless. You gotta charm it in it into buying. Yeah. So what's that? Donut holes? Can you give me one then, please? It's just some guy with it. So what, donut holes,
yeah? One of them, please, man.
We don't know that it is a girl. Just because it looks like his dead girlfriend, it may still be a boy snake.
Yeah, it could,
maybe. Might not even be a girl.
It's true. It's a gay snake.
He could be in a gay relationship with a snake.
Against its will. It's like the snake's just like, look, dude, I'm a bear. That's why it's like, just if you look at it into its eyes, I reckon it just looks all... It's got Stockholm syndrome now as well. It feels affection for its kidnapper.
Because it's boring to go to the gym, isn't it, and watch someone lifting weights. I think he is in love with him.
We need to cross-examine this snake. See if it wants to be in a relationship with this guy.
Do snakes
have sex?
Yes.
I love that. That's the question that we're getting from this.
Yeah. I'm interested.
He wraps his tail around...
That's quite hot.
Fuck's sake, snake sex.
Yeah, so they're technically the cloaca.
Snake sex usually takes under an hour, but can last as long as a whole day.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Bomba.
He wraps his tail around her, so the bottom of their tails meet at the cloaca, the exit point for waste and reproductive fluid. The male inserts his two sex organs, the hemipenes.
Sorry, the male inserts, he's got two sex organs.
What a guy.
Which then extend and release sperm.
Ooh. Does she? What's in it for her? It doesn't sound very nice. He puts two penises into her, releases sperm. And this doesn't sound enjoyable. Is it at least a nice time?
Kids. That's what's in it for her.
She wants to have a nice time while she's doing it.
Well, that's why it takes a whole day sometimes. She's obviously having a nice time.
Chafing, though, after a whole day. She'd just be like...
That's why they shed their skin.
One might think having no limbs would put a damper on the love life. But not for snakes.
Oh. Rush.
When a female snake is ready to mate, she begins to release a special scent pheromone. Interesting.
It won't. I've seen some pornos where they've got no limbs, and it's definitely not a put a damper on their sex life. It's got a specific name, but I don't really want to say it out loud.
Yeah, because I want to have McDonald's after. definitely getting a meal of some sort.
You see that? The male chin begins to court the female by bumping his chin on the back of her head and crawling over her.
That's what I do as well.
I do the same thing for wake up morning sex.
Babes. Babes.
Back of your head.
Babes.
That won't be annoying.
Quick one before the Uber comes.
Quick one. Come on, we've got three. Come on.
Oh, shit.
She's like, don't worry, there's loads of time.
Female snakes reproduce about once or twice a year. However, the methods of birth vary among species. Some snakes give birth to live young, from 1 to 150
live young.
Some snakes give birth to live young.
From 1 to 150 at a time.
While others
lay eggs from 1 to 100 at a time.
Wow. I hope they're small eggs, not the large ones. That's a lot, 100.
What, at one time?
Imagine giving birth to 150 snakes at once.
Oh. This man, though, he'd be delighted. Look at all the choices on offer. For the man with the snake, 150 young, lovely snakes.
But then my dad only had two kids. You know what I mean? And you don't like either of them. So imagine having 150 of them.
Yeah, man.
imagine
150 utes, you know.
Allow it.
So they're going to be a hell of a pushchair, aren't they? A pram.
Especially when you've got no arms as well.
It don't matter. Snakes can drive. Snakes can drive. That's a good point, yeah. They can definitely have a pram.
He's got a fat whip, isn't it?
That's why. The snake is definitely a guy. The snake is definitely a guy.
Yeah, now we think so, yeah. Do you want to take this? I think as long as they're happy.
If we take it on, we're representing the snake.
It's the snake, for sure. Yeah.
Bestiality is not something I want to get involved
in. I don't think they have sex.
No.
I don't think that's possible.
No?
How do you know? They'd wear it like a condom, wouldn't you?
No, it could go... There's other ways the snake could just go in, like, in...
Oh, yeah.
Inside you.
Well, the male G-spot is in the bum, right?
So
yeah. It could go in your bum.
Oh, my God. I had to literally... Oh, just...
Visualise that.
No, on the subject of the male G-spot. So I was, doing the hunker chunker the other day. And
what? Bumping uglies, do you mean?
Yeah, the hunker chunker?
Knocking boots.
The hunker chunker?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
I've not heard that either. The hunker chunker.
The hunker chunker.
I've not heard that.
I think that was one just in your household, maybe.
And put it this way, the woman tried to find the male G-spot. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm partial to a bit of a finger in the bum at night.
Yeah, but you gotta ask first.
Yeah, do you know
don't
what I
just
mean?
Go wham straight
yeah.
up there. Boom.
Yeah, don't take me by surprise, you might break your finger. It's a risk.
Yeah, and like literally, I had to argue with her for like 20 minutes.
She was like, I just wanted to put my finger on your bum.
Yeah, I was like, no.
For 20 minutes?
It was. It felt like 20 minutes. We were literally just lying there, me going, nah. Like, she's like, I won't tell anyone. It's like, that's not the point. That's not the point. That's not why I don't want it done. I don't understand why you said I won't tell it. Like, why did you use, like, I'm going to, all right, yeah, cool.
Okay, cool, all right.
Do you not want to try it? You might like
not
it.
Not really, no.
It is, it's quite enjoyable. But I'm just, not, but if, like, a girl that I've, like, not slept with.
I'm too much ever. Of a private person. To be it's having someone's finger in my
odds,
booty.
Just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then how? That's not very sexy if you're having sex or whatever and she just goes, can I put my finger on your bum?
I'd say.
No, that's.
No.
How's okay, that
no.
sexier?
If that's what you're into, then that could be deemed sexy. That's sexier than just doing it.
Well, maybe you just like rub the bottom.
Look, there's the yeah. There's
ways.
There's like if you don't like retreat. If they're like just having
stage one where I'm touching a bum.
If they don't,
they're not tensing.
She did like she was swearing at someone. You get me?
She came in like that.
Bam! Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Why? Someone just walked into the room or
the
something?
The full thing as well. Like I'm like. You know, up to the hinge, up to the middle.
She tried, didn't it? But then obviously, like, I clenched, didn't it?
Yeah.
So then
hard.
You just had
hard
her,
ever clenched.
You clenched her finger in your bum for a minute.
For 20
minutes. You just clenched.
I felt.
That must have been mad awkward.
No, I don't like
it. It was
trapped in the bum.
I felt her try to invade, and before it even got in, my reflexes are fucking cat-like. Yeah, nearly jumped off the fucking bed, mate.
Oh, send her number across, bro. I like her.
She's from Iceland, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Thingy?
Who?
I don't know.
It's definitely.
Kerry Katona.
No, it's not. No, is it
Peter
that. What's her name?
Who?
I don't know.
Iceland. Ulrika Johnson.
I wish it was Ulrika Johnson.
That Scandinavian girl. Is she from Iceland? Who's that?
Don't say her name.
I'm not going to say her name, but do you remember that Scandinavian girl?
Oh no, she was Polish.
Was she?
Let's talk about this after.
Different people, yeah.
There must have been a medical emergency or a medical situation, I bet, where someone's gone to hospital with a finger stuck in a bum. It has to have been.
A finger? What, still connected to the person whose finger
is? Because if you put it in there and then you clench, it like tightens up. And so your finger would be trapped in a bum. Or another part.
Yeah, if you had some sort of spasm, I suppose, and you couldn't unclench.
So I missed that.
I reckon you could pull a finger out of someone's back, no matter how hard
I
they
think
clenched.
If you clench up, I reckon there could have been a hospital where someone's been in a hospital with a finger stuck in a bum. Not necessarily their
I don't
own,
reckon
someone
so.
Else's.
What are you talking? No way.
I reckon no matter how hard someone clenches, you could pull your finger out of their bum.
Depends. Wait,
do you think the clench is going to be permanent?
No, but if you're tense until you untense...
So you get a little cramp.
So you think someone's like walk to the hospital, like clenching their batty cheeks, like hold
they,
like
they
someone
wouldn't
else
walk to hospital, would they?
With the finger up the bum.
Can we get seen, please?
No, it's not a human centipede. They wouldn't walk there. They'd get an ambulance, wouldn't they? Or drive.
Yeah, but the person just unclenches. I don't understand.
How you couldn't drive? How would you drive? One person can't sit down.
You put your snake in the driver's seat. He'll drive you there.
Yeah, of course.
Why? Yeah.
All right, let's play a rhythm.
Yeah, let's, because this is getting ridiculous. It's FUBAR Radio, paid in Sylvester Incorporated.
Sounds of the surf.
Everything mark. Man, I'm waving it still. Tell man, we don't play in the field car. Everything mark. I got them man blazing the Zeds. Man, I'm raising the left car. Everything mark. I could have told you before. Don't get yourself bun in the walk car. Everything mark. I just laugh at the game. Let a sound boy barking in pink car. Everything mark. Man, I'm waving it still. Tell man, we don't play in the field car. Everything mark. I got them man blazing the Zeds. Man, I'm raising the left car. Everything mark. I could have told you before. Don't get yourself bun in the walk car. Everything mark. I just laugh at the game. Let a sound boy barking in pink car. Everything mark. Yeah. Mom came home, said she never knew that my flow was marked. Said I'm kinda hard, but I take out the rubbish before I get marked. You know them days when you look in the mirror, might need to trim kind of hairline. So if you trim my hair, don't answer the phone call, man, I get marked. Like when you buy a soup and you go for a sip and the temperature's marked. Or when you buy a suit, cry if I go caught by the evidence, mark. Fire in the booth, man, I squeeze him, mark. Put a sound boy in a casket, mark. Now all men are seeing this, mark. Couple the champ, man, a remix, mark.
Come on, I'm waving it still when you will get blazed in the grill if you're talking,
mark.
Thinking I ain't on crud anymore, car man, an MC fam, you must be,
mark.
Slap a hype, man, slap a side, man, slap a shot and show, man, that it can get,
mark.
Now when it comes to the MIC flows, a lick off your LID, it's all,
mark.
None of your man, them are bad, them man are dressing in drag, everything,
mark.
I got respect for your mum, but you better chat to your dad, car it can get,
mark.
Hey. I smell hate in the air, so when I touch down, see a man get big 4-5 paint everything red.
Man, I'm waving it still, tell man, we don't play in the field car, everything mark. I got them man blazing the Zeds, man, I'm raising the left car, everything mark. I could have told you before, don't get yourself bun in the walk car, everything mark. I just laugh at the game, let a sound boy barking in pink car, everything mark. Man, I'm waving it still, tell man, we don't play in the field car, everything mark. I got them man blazing the Zeds, man, I'm raising the left car, everything mark. I could have told you before, don't get yourself bun in the walk car, everything mark. I just laugh at the game, let a sound boy barking in pink car, everything mark.
See my gun, it's all long and bad, let people life off. Up and sad. When he bust my gun in a London, them hear the shot of Baghdad. Sometimes I get real, real
mark.
Me not smile, me not glad. My gun not have no age limit. He killed
mark.
Me not care about no little name. Me was shoot off Tony, Simon and Brad. Shoot to your clothing and your iPad. Cut iron iPad.
Real, real mark.
Rolling back and real, real
mark.
Me not care about no little why them at. Them boy I talk about all them bad. But me come from Waterhouse where it mad.
Man, I'm waving it still. Tell man, me don't play in the field car. Everything
mark.
I got them man blazing the Zed man. I'm raising the left car, everything
mark.
I could have told you before, don't get yourself bun in the walk car, everything mark. I just laugh at the game, let a sound boy barking in pink car, everything mark. Man, I'm waving it still, tell man, we don't play in the field car, everything
mark.
I got them man blazing the Zed, man, I'm raising the left car, everything
mark.
I could have told you before, don't get yourself bun in the walk car, everything
mark.
I just laugh at the game, let a sound boy barking in pink car, everything
mark.
Do any of you want to get married?
No.
Nah.
No?
It just seems like a lot of money for absolutely no reason.
There's nothing romantic to me about being legally a couple.
Like being attached to someone.
Yeah, there's nothing romantic about that.
Well, if you live with them for long enough, you become statutory married, don't you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Can't have it. It's good for me, boy.
Yeah, I mean? You don't have to.
Yeah,
like,
I don't mind.
I just know myself as well. I'm not a committophobe necessarily, but I reckon as soon as I said I do, and the priest said, you're now man and wife, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I'll only be able to play that over and over in my head until it eventually broke me down.
But you're not a committophobe. Let's just get that clear.
I'm all right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I will.
I'd like to
be, you know, spend my life with someone and have children with this one woman forever, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But
not have the
like fucking,
yeah.
Could you imagine if you split up and then you're like, well, you actually have to give me half of everything you've got?
Yeah.
So
I can understand it if she'd been with me from time. If she'd been with me from the beginning, then I would gladly give her, because she might have held down a certain department of our relationship while I held down the other. If we were like, if I became rich and got married to a woman who was rich in her own right as well, we were both making money, she could never try and take half of my shit. Never. Fuck that. Hell no. because she'd already have her own shit.
There are some circumstances where the man can take half the shit as well.
Yeah, of course. But I think the man's got to be like, you know, financially worse off than the woman. Mm-hmm. And he, I think there are certain, there are sort of criteria. Mm. But I think the main one is sort of your financial status.
I wouldn't, that like giving up half your stuff is like the least of my worries about getting divorced.
Really, it's my main one. Yeah. I actually can't think of another worry.
I just think it's just so much like just time. You probably have a house together by then, and then you have to sell your house, and you've got to go through months and months of like splitting all your shit up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest
split. Like your like household objects. I mean, I'm not talking about my money. I'm talking about like things,
assets though. Yeah. It's the same kind of, it's in the same bracket, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the stuff that belongs to you.
But I'm talking solely about money.
There's also a strong chance that no one will want to marry us as well.
That is very true.
Yeah, after
especially
this.
After this conversation, I don't think I'm going to have any suitors.
We're no like that eligible bachelor website that you were probably on as a half of Rizzle Kicks. You probably, your name's probably been deleted from it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, if you're going through a divorce and need help.
You can get in touch with us.
You can get in touch because we are the most powerful law firm in the world. We are Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
How can they get in touch?
I don't know. You tell me.
You can email us at foobarradio.com or tweet to us at
foobarradio.
There you go.
You didn't even have to do jack shit.
Didn't have to do a damn thing.
I love it.
This couple did, though.
Wow.
So this couple were apparently ordered to have sex with one another by their own guests under a lucky red duvet. Lucky. There was a bit of forced foreplay too. They had to strip in front of everyone and then play with a banana.
I love how they say like they had to strip.
Yeah. Were they being held at knife
They
point?
Were ordered to have sex. It's like some fucking, it's like, I don't know, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Especially not that.
If there's one thing that you don't have to do at your own wedding, it's fuck. So there's a video of it, and in the footage, once they're asked, once they're naked, sorry, one of the guests can be heard saying to the bride, "You climb onto his body now," and another can be heard saying, "Are you two attached to each other?" Then another guest decides to help by pushing the bride's buttocks against the groom's body. It's caused a bit of stir on Weibo, or Weibo, which is China's Twitter. One person tweeted, or weebed, "It's so scary. I don't want to get married." Another remarked, "I could not stand watching the video." Hmm. But, again, how the hell do you get forced to... Was it like after someone like cut the wedding cake, they just started brandishing the knife?
You must shag.
I mean, that wedding video photographer guy must have like struck lucky or something.
Yeah,
for real. You know, I could get into the porn industry after this.
Yeah, he's uploading it to Pornhub as we speak.
Looking forward to this edit.
That is crazy.
I don't understand what kind of friends they keep around them, or where their family. Well, I don't understand how that can be possible. How that can actually get to the point where you start doing it. Like a little joke. All right, yeah, you two should bang. So how did that get to?
Unless they were like part of one of those like groups of people, you know, like swingers or something like that. You know,
maybe actually, like, yeah. You
know, and they like watching other people have sex.
I mean, I can only imagine it was like brought on by the man and woman, the bride and groom. Like, yeah, they must have initiated it.
Yeah, maybe when they brought a bed into their own wedding reception with a lucky duvet on it.
You know, it was the best man. Got drunk and was like, "Hey! Go on.
Who does that? I don't understand why there was
you're like, "Oh
yeah, go on."
There was all
so I want to watch my best mate having sex. I mean, what?
Yeah, you said that.
I mean, would you actually watch just Michael have sex?
Would I watch him have sex?
Just him.
I wouldn't watch him have sex. No,
I couldn't watch anyone have sex.
No, I wouldn't want to watch. I wouldn't want to watch any of my friends have sex. Recently, I've had sex next to each other.
Yeah, and I did see him, but like he was under the. But then, like, I've had threesomes in that with like my mates and them. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously, I've seen them.
That's very different.
But that's different to just sitting there in your garms, you know what I mean, and just spectating.
Yeah. Actually, while you've got a glass of champers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're eating. Well, just you're eating a couple of Olivons off the buffet.
true story, right? Once I met this couple. I'm not going to tell you how. Anyway, we ended up going back to their house, and it was him and his wife, and me and two of my mates, and this guy and his wife went upstairs and started having sex, and they called us up anyway. We went up and then we all started having sex with this guy's wife. And then
what? Whoa!
Anyway, cut a long story short,
too late.
I went first, kind of thing, you know what I mean? So then I'd finished after, then I just sat in the room while all my mates were having sex with
this guy's wife.
Yeah, just chatting up, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Have we finally pushed the limits?
No, I didn't tell you.
We've got to the very bottom of radio broadcasting. We've literally hit the bottom.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So yeah, I've watched a few people, I'm saying.
in a very short space of time, it sounds like.
For real. And I love the way that you left that story till like till like after. Do you know what I mean? Till like quite far into the discussion as well. That would have been the first thing that I came up with if yeah. I said
I have been debating whether to say it in my head for a few minutes.
A few years, by the sounds
like,
of it.
Is this story too much? Yeah, probably. Let's say it. Jeez, I thought I was going far by exposing the fact the reason I've had sex next to each other.
Yeah, I've had sex in a separate bed to a friend.
Yeah, it was in a separate bed. I've actually been in the same room whilst you were having sex once as well.
Oh shit, yeah, but that was different as well because there was like a bit of a partition. So it was almost like two rooms.
I mean, it wasn't really a partition, it was just like a sofa back.
That was a TV.
Yeah, it was a TV.
It was the big bit that the TV goes into.
So I've heard both of you have sex.
Yeah, mine would have been like ages.
Mine would have been about 3 to 5 seconds, to be fair.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was.
But you knew that I was finished before you were.
You were finished a long time before me, yeah. Anyway.
Hain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
According to Google, I'm worth $96 million. Something like that. No, seriously. Type in Michael Payne net worth. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, where is all this pee? Where is it? Why have I not received it yet?
I'll have a large wine then, Michael.
The first thing that comes up when I type in Michael Payne net worth is Rizzle Kicks net worth.
Fuckery. That's fucked up.
It does, yeah. It hasn't come
there
up
was,
for you.
There was one. I remember tweeting about it. I read it and then I tweeted about it.
I want to see what the Michael Payne frequently asked questions, facts, rumours and the latest gossip is about you, though.
Wow.
That's a little webpage.
Well, this one.
Yeah, what have we got?
Justin Smith Uzomba from Hackney, London, better known by his stage name Michael Payne, is an English rapper signed to Mercury Records.
That's not true. From 2 years ago.
What the fuck? Is Michael Payne still alive? Are there any death rumours?
Yes, as far as we know, Michael Payne is still alive. We don't have any current information about Michael Payne's health. Do you? Your health story? Apart from the food poisoning.
You're okay. Being younger than 50, we hope everything is okay.
Amazing.
What is this website?
What is this?
This is weird. Oh.
What bands was Michael Payne in? Which artists did Michael Payne work with? Hello.
Hold on, let's go down, scroll down a bit. Is Michael Payne gay or straight?
Many people enjoy sharing rumours about the sexuality and sexual orientation of celebrities. We don't know for a fact whether Michael Payne is gay, bisexual or straight. However, feel free to tell us what you think. Vote by clicking below.
Very strong people think you're straight. Yeah, you've come out ahead.
That looks like a cock as well.
Oh, I think it does look like a cock, yeah. Your career started in 2005. That is more than 11 years ago, it says on here. This is really weird.
Is Michael Payne hot or not?
Oh, yeah, let's vote. Amazing.
Well, that
let's
is
vote.
Up to you to decide. Let's click the hot button if you think that Michael Payne is hot or click not.
Well done, Michael Payne. 100% of all voters think that Michael Payne is hot. 0% voted for not hot.
Yeah, well, 100% of one is one.
Well, we're going to vote now. Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
I voted.
Vote.
That's the one that
vote.
I was talking about.
Thanks for the vote.
Got the vote.
Thanks for the vote. Okay.
This is hilarious.
Okay. Does Michael Payne do drugs? Does Michael Payne smoke cigarettes or weed? There's
amazing.
Another little section
It is no
there.
Secret that many celebrities have been caught with illegal drugs in the past. Some even openly admit their drug usage. Do you think that Michael Payne uses cigarettes, weed or marijuana? Or does Michael Payne do steroids, coke or even stronger drugs such as heroin? Tell us your opinion below. 80% of voters think that Michael Payne does do drugs regularly. 20% assume that Michael Payne does take drugs recreationally. 0% are convinced that Michael Payne has never tried drugs.
0%. Amazing.
This is hilarious. That was great.
See?
Michael Payne's net worth is estimated to be in the range of approximately.
What is that figure, Harley?
That is bollocks!
That's a figure that I can't can't even. That's a what? It's like it's more than a.
It's like one. It's 1,610,738,131 pence.
There you go.
The estimated net worth includes stocks, properties, and luxury goods such as yachts and private airplanes. Now, Michael Payne, can you lend me a tenner, please?
No, man.
Justin, you're worth 1.6 billion.
Worth £1 billion. You won't even lend me a tenner.
$1.6 billion. Let's not.
Fiver then. Fiver.
Let's not go overboard.
Can I have a fiver?
$1.6 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
This. I think they've been reading my emails that I've been sending out.
It's according to various sources, though, so we don't know who the snitch is on you. The wrong snitch.
According to various sources, Michael Payne's net worth has grown significantly in 2016. However, the numbers vary depending on the source. If you have current knowledge about Michael Payne's net worth, someone's obviously just gone like billion.
I think you can
submit that. I'm a trillionaire.
Nice. I would like to help them out with this one. Go up a bit, Harley, where it says, are there any photos of Michael Payne's hairstyle or shirtless? There might be, but unfortunately we currently cannot access them from our system. We are working hard to fill that gap, though. Check back in tomorrow for some shirtless pictures of you the website.
But wait, I love the way they lumped in the hairstyles and shirtless in the same category.
There's quite a lot of photos with you with your hairstyle. I don't know about your top off, but just all your photos have your hair in it.
Exactly.
So that's a bit weird.
Well, I'm not even on this website.
Because you're not
worth as much as Michael Payne.
I wanted to see what my net worth was here on
you're not a billionaire, cuz.
This is the special Michael Payne one.
God damn.
Oh,
shit.
That's good.
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever read.
I put a lot of work into that. What do you mean?
It's so bad. Does Michael Payne do marijuana or weed?
Yeah.
Or does he do steroids or coke?
Yeah, which one?
Who's richer, Jay-Z or Ed Sheeran? Net worth reveal.
That was good. I think you're worth more than like.
I'm worth more than Jay-Z.
You're worth. You could save Africa.
Basically, yeah. I'm worth more than like Dr. Dre
because you clearly, didn't know about this wealth.
It's true. I need to look under my mattress more.
You do. I feel you're hiding it.
No, I reckon it's just...
You've just forgotten where it is.
Yeah, I need to get everything out from down the back of the sofa.
Sure. Maybe you did. I know you have it in a bank account somewhere. You forgot about it. It's made a lot of interest. Maybe it's one of those high ISA ones. They get the high interest account on an ISA. It's made loads of money.
Maybe they've hacked my emails and they've seen all those emails that I get from Nigeria that I've replied to promising me all these millions and assuming that I got them and thought, add them all up, it's about 1.6 billion then.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
It's mad.
Rich.
Have you been accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne & Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
Alright. Paul. Hi. My girl has a nice round ass.
Started well.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab.
Wait.
Oh, I see what you did there before you even fucking did it.
Yeah, well, let's continue.
Keep going.
But sometimes...
Come on,
hug. Sometimes I want to get my kebab, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner. How do I suggest it to her?
Wait, can you read that? Can you read the bit about dipping it?
Break it down.
Start again.
Hi, my girl has a nice round ass.
Cool, safe.
Sometimes I want to get my kebab. Dip it in a bum crack before having my dinner.
But what do you mean before having my dinner? Is the dinner separate?
That's what I'm about to say. Just wants to get a kebab, dip it in a bum crack, leave the rest of the kebab to one side,
and just start a completely different meal.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
I think he means that's his starter. That's the main course, the dinner.
No, that sounds like someone taking one bite of a kebab, dipped in bum.
Yeah, he wants a bum
dipped
kebab.
In bum meat.
But then
kebab.
Leaving the kebab and then eating his dinner, which seems to be a completely different entity.
Different dish.
I think he wants a nice taste for his dinner. Have but a bum kebab like, first.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah, really.
I think the kebab might be the dinner.
Yeah.
It might be.
I love how having a nice round ass means you have like. You immediately drawn to like sticking a kebab and eating it.
Does he mean
I know
a kebab like full on kebab with meat and everything in it and the sauce? Or does he just mean an empty
kebab? The whole wrap. Yeah, like is he what twisted? Like you know? Yeah, close please, boss. Close. It wrapped. You get
but
me?
I think
wait, does he even want to eat it? Did he mention eating it?
Well, I think
before
you're right.
Before having my dinner,
did he say dipping it and eating it?
He says dip it in her bum crack.
I feel like he's
no, read the whole thing. Read
he's
whole
referencing
thing.
Bum meat.
He says, dip it in her bum crack before having my dinner.
So he doesn't even want to eat it. He just wants to put it in her bum. He just wants to put kebab in her bum.
He wants some bum meat. Because his girlfriend has a nice round ass. So he wants to eat.
He's smart. I like what he did there. It's basically like, because TE is going to be BAFTAs in what the fuck. Basically, bum meat, right? It's, you know, in a summer's day, you know, any type of human can get this, male, female, like. You basically is when you get a sweaty bum crease, you get me? That is bum meat, innit? It's like the residue that is in your batty crease when you get a sweaty bum. So we've talked about this concept on this show before.
Hold on, he's just processing.
I'm up to date. And he's obviously alluding
to
the bum meat.
But how does he suggest it to her that he'd like to put a kebab in her bum?
Yeah, to listen.
Imagine
to the show.
Going to a kebab shop. It's like, I want all the salads, all the sauces, and
wrap
then
it tight,
and then bum meat as well. Imagine what the guys get. What bum meat?
No, but he wants to make the bum meat.
I know.
He wants. He's
I'm
got.
Just saying. Imagine.
Yeah.
He's got the meat there, and he wants to take it home to his missus and. Actually manufacture some bum meat, but it doesn't work like that. This is the thing. Is what we should tell him, like, there are definitely some kind of guidelines for bum meat, and I think it's something that's naturally produced. You can't just make one doesn't just make bum meat.
Are there different flavors of bum meat?
It's booty sweat, but bum meat is basically a synonym for booty sweat.
Bum meat.
You get me.
But what can he do?
It's a trademark, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does he get her to welcome a kebab into her, as he calls it, bum crack?
Make sure it's like a kofta or something, or like something that's just a wrap. Just make sure it's a wrap.
Maybe it's one of the kebab on the skewers. Not even.
No, I don't use skewers because sometimes they leave you with the skewers. Why are you? What's up? What's happened?
Imagine getting a skewer and trying to get some bum meat.
Oh god,
right.
So it's different. He didn't say what kebab, did he?
Bruv.
Yeah. No, I think.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, that's. We haven't helped him at all.
Greece.
I swear, as the more this show goes on, the more ridiculous,
the weirder
these,
the problems.
Like
get.
We used to get like fairly normal ones.
Yeah, we used to get actual real
issues.
Legal ones.
Check this out. Hi, my boyfriend gets a cucumber and hits me with it and takes off his clothes at the same time when he wants to have sex. Kind of turns me on, but still weird. Should I just let him do it?
No.
It's like
what?
It's like when does that ever happen? Any of this shit? When does any of this ever happen?
People do things behind closed doors, Harley.
Know what you're saying when you're ringing my phone, because there's bad talk in a row. Know what you're saying when you see me on roll, because there's bad talk in a row. Certain things I had to put on hold, because there's bad talk in a row. There's bad talk in a row. There's bad talk in a row. Yo, there's bad talk in a row. Same man couldn't even walk on her own. Businessman wanna talk on the phone. Mom can't wait till the port of her home. Still on the road, more than a portion to go. Gotta get rid of that wall. Young girl slipped up on the line. Piss, had to get rid of that phone. Plus man ducked me for time. Prick, I'll give you a reason to ghost. Gallon and start feeding them for the pipe. No, cause I'm beating shots on the road. Basic right now, she ain't got time. Cool, enjoy sleeping alone. Real G's know I'm deep in the grind. So, no man eating gross. Plus enough man a briefing cold. Fuck friends, I went up in his ears. Home, enough said I got G's to think beefing stroke. Got pegs, then I'm a stealing drone. Love sex, and his dickheads are breeding holes. I'm blessed, so stick to my peas and crow. Gross flesh, moving deep in the roller. Less than life, won't be grease and O's. Know what you're saying when you're ringing my phone, cause there's bad talk in a row. Know what you're saying when you see me on roll, cause there's bad talk in a row. Certain things I had to put on hold, cause there's bad talk in a row. There's bad talk in a row. There's bad talk in a row. Yo, there's bad air in the streets. Just want my truths to air and repeat. Forget moves with bears in the heat. Fuck a
when you're old, there's a cat for jewels and a spliff. My nigga told me it's been soaring and sticking, it can lend that. Hit with my scorch and a wig. You can get bored of the ribs, cause I know digging not important to be missus. You know I've been out, I see it's more than a splits. And that's me warning a prick, you want bringings. But you weren't there when I was touring the mids, now I'm living. You wanna be chilling, of course, that's a myth, I'll keep winning. Cause I'm not endorsing your shit. I'm still in the rose control with piff. Know what you're saying when you're ringing my phone, cause there's bad talk in the road. Know what you're saying when you see me on road, cause there's bad talk in the road.
From Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello. I was dropping kids at the pool yesterday, and while wiping, my finger went straight through the toilet paper into my anus. I had my nails done yesterday as well, and can't stop thinking about shit on my nail. Can I sue the toilet paper company?
How big's your anus for it to just go in there? And straight up.
That little push through.
I think it's just like, you know, on the...
Yeah, if
when you're having a poo, it's a bit gapey, isn't it?
Do not ever describe it as that.
On that subject, I watched, and this isn't a spoiler, but I went to see Nocturnal Animals the other day, the Tom Ford directed film.
Was it a night showing?
Yeah, it was. It was. And there's a scene in it where a guy wipes his ass, and for the first time in movie history, maybe you see him wipe his ass and then look at the tissue, and there's shit on the tissue.
Did he fold or scrunch?
Neither. Oh, I think he just put it in the thingy.
But
he wipes sitting down. Do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
Don't tell me you wipe standing up.
Of course I wipe standing up.
Standing up.
Yes.
Which means standing up.
No. What you
mental bastard?
What do you do?
No.
I stand. You two sit.
How do you get in there? You have to use one cheek on the toilet seat. Yeah. Spread.
Yeah. Spread. Bang.
Yeah. We're good to go.
No. Stand up.
Stand up.
You've not finished your poo.
Standing up.
I stand.
There is not enough room between. I mean,
you just clearly haven't got the techers down.
Yeah, I can't get around it. It's impossible.
You clearly haven't got the techers down, have you?
No, maybe not. I just stand.
You just use like one. I normally favour my left cheek to lean on.
Yeah.
Left cheek lean, right hand wipe.
It gives you a good spread then as well, so you can get right in there.
Does that depend on what side of the wall you're nearest to? Or like what the closest wall to you?
Nah.
Where the toilet paper dispenser is.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know. Do you lean
away or towards the toilet roll?
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember really.
I'm always leaning to the left.
Yeah. Right. It's definitely left lean, right swipe.
Yeah, I stand. I've always stood.
Yeah.
One up, one down.
I tried sitting once.
That's one of those things that I didn't know existed.
I did.
Oh, what, the choice?
Actually standing up when you...
Yeah, man.
I never knew that was actually even like a thing.
I stand. Get right up in there.
Jacob, what do you do? You'll be the decider.
Abby's there as well. Abby, stand or sit?
Jacob
Abby
stands.
Abby sits.
Abby
sits. But Abby's a girl.
So?
Don't all girls sit.
I'm going to take Snat, see what she needs to decide.
I thought all girls just sat. All the girls I've watched have sat anyway.
So it's 3-3. We need some more deciders.
Yeah.
I'm just texting.
Is there anyone else in there?
I'm texting Nat now.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, we need the decider because it's currently... Yeah, it's 3-3.
3-3.
Standing versus sitting. I've always stood. I don't understand why people sit.
I can't understand why people stand.
Can you not?
No, nothing against if you want to stand or if you're having a wipe, but...
Yeah.
Well, we're getting
going back to Pauline.
Mm. Oh yeah.
It was all about the technique. Like, does she crunch? Does she scrunch? Or does she fold? If she's folding and her finger goes through, then I think she has a case.
It's her fault. She's got long nails. It's always gonna push through. If there's a hole on the other side of something soft, and then there's a pressure applied with something with a low surface area, then it's gonna pierce through.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's bound to happen. So it's, you can't really sue the toilet paper company, I don't think, unless.
Yeah, go on. Breaking news: Nat sits.
My mate Tom says he sits. No side skirting.
Whatever that means.
So that means there are the more people sit more.
Yeah.
Damn.
Then you two side.
We're hipsters, man.
Obviously, Jacob. He's. You know what I mean? He's.
But Jacob. Yeah, Jacob stands. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, that's right. Whatever Jacob does is right.
Well, I just feel like whatever Jacob,
Jacob probably learned in some sort of secret military school.
I feel like everything Jacob does is against the grain a bit. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's I think whatever Jacob does is actually like done to military
he's
perfection.
Protesting, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
He's
nah.
A protester.
He can't. Jacob can't leave that mindset. Jacob's like born. Do you know what I mean? Jacob's like born. He still does everything that he was taught, but he just doesn't want to be part of the establishment anymore. But he can't stop killing people with like military precision. Jacob can't stop wiping his ass with military precision.
So much inner and outer conflict going on.
Yeah, but then there's stuff that's just been ingrained in him, innit? It's like Matt, like,
yeah,
you know,
no, he's got shit ingrained in him. He doesn't really want to do it, but he just can't stop.
That's what it is. That's Jacob's problem.
Shit.
Does anyone else let us know if you stand or
yeah, we want to know. Yeah, we want to take a little poll.
Or tweet us.
Yeah, can we do that little Twitter poll? That'd be good.
Can we start a Twitter poll? Yeah. We want to know whether you stand or sit when you're wiping your ass, because sitting just seems so counterproductive to me. There's so many obstructions.
No, standing up, your cheeks clenched together.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what the main thing is? When you're sitting, I'm scared, that like, you lean, and you wipe, I'm scared that accidentally I'm going to wipe some of the shit on my, like, my other bum cheek.
That's, but you're standing together and pressing it against, like.
No, but I'm standing and I'm just kind of bending over. Kind of. This is disgusting.
I've never.
Waffle stomp.
You ain't even white.
Yeah, you just waffle stomp all the way.
The solution is one of those things. What are they called? A bidet. Yeah. A birthday.
I bet Harley has a bidet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, his is coming up. Harley's is coming up next week.
I have a B-Day next week,
Hey!
Chicken Beyonce has a B-Day on her B-Day B-Day.
Probably. She seems like the kind of person of a B-Day.
Definitely. And she makes Jay-Z operate it for her. For his sins.
Who's Becky with the good hair?
That's why she didn't get involved when Solange was beating him up in the lift, because she's like, I know what his punishment's going to be.
The old batty wash.
B-Day. The old batty wash.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents...
Good team on paper.
Is there anyone that you actually think, oh, they make a good captain for England? In my lifetime, there's been Brian Robson, Tony Adams, I think Gary Lineker was captain for a while, Alan Shearer. Yeah, people who gave everything on the pitch. I don't know we've got anyone that does
that. What does that mean, giving everything on the pitch? Do you have to turn up with extra stuff to gain the
Gary
points?
Lineker shat himself. Gary Lineker.
Allegedly.
No, actually. Wearing an England shirt, shat himself, and he didn't leave the pitch. He just sat down and wiped his arse on the grass.
Like a dog.
That is the kind of man I want leading our international team.
Every Tuesday.
Good team on paper.
From 9 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That, who would have listened to that?
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
No sacrifice.
That's worth the 79p
exactly.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Exactly.
That bit would inevitably be a part of it.
That's going to be coming out at Christmas, I think. It's the Christmas
good
MVP.
Text tone, that.
Going for like a number one, or are you just putting it out there as a...
No one wants number ones anymore. I'm going for like a top 49, so I'd like 49.
That's real trendy. Look, you got your new swag, your new like...
So new chart position now.
Yeah.
New chart position. Who this?
No one wants one.
So trendy.
49 or below, not above. I never want to go above 49.
That's good. I like that. Go on then, Joss. Read us a story.
All right. You tucked in?
Yep. Tucked in. Ready?
Let's begin.
A resident finds a naked man in his kitchen making eggs.
Sure.
A Vancouver resident was shocked to discover a naked man in his home on Tuesday cooking eggs in his kitchen. Police say just after 8 p.m, a man walked into a home, removed his clothes and shoes, took eggs out of the fridge and began to prepare himself a meal. Excuse me.
A meal, you know.
He ended up damaging the stove and microwave in the process. Police say the door to the home was closed, but it wasn't locked. Surprisingly, the resident of the home was in the other room and watching TV and heard the noise the man was making, but he thought it was his roommate. Mm. When he went to investigate, he found the naked man, chased him out of the house and called the police. When officers caught up with him a few blocks away, he was still naked. He was arrested and charged with mischief and breaking and entering. Wait.
Yeah.
Sorry. He was arrested and charges of mischief and breaking and entering have been requested. Mm-hmm. This is actually not the first time police in Vancouver have arrested a naked man for breaking into a home and making eggs.
Mm. Happened before.
In 2013, a resident was also shocked to find a naked man had broken into his home and was in his kitchen, surprise, surprise, cooking eggs, and had also taken a shower in the man's home as well.
I love it.
The man was apparently in the house for about 20 to 25 minutes. Police reminding people to lock their doors and windows.
It's very different to here, isn't it, Canada?
For real.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, just lock your door of an evening, or any time, in fact.
Why did they assume that... That was just the whole meal, just the eggs. How do they know?
You can have a meal from eggs. We know that they're dairy, as we've talked about before.
No, but they don't.
Do not get me started.
Do you have eggs on their own? When you make eggs
on toast?
No, that's not on their own, is it?
No, I wouldn't have like hard boiled egg. You may. I don't like them, but you may have that on their own.
Yeah. But you kind of would have to have soldiers though.
Oh yeah, lovely.
Once I was at somebody's house with Harley's roommate Ben, and it was about 4 a.m, and Harley was at a party around the corner. And he rang up and he was like, oh yeah, I'll come round, but if you've got any eggs, you can remember this.
No.
And then you came round to Stephen's house and then made an omelette at like 4 a.m.
Have you been in Canada lately?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I don't remember that.
Can you not?
Did you get naked?
Whose house?
Take your shoes off?
Prose.
I do remember.
You do remember.
I think so, yeah.
Well, you just... I think so, yeah. Why eggs? Was it a special craving?
Must have just been one of them times where you just know you need something.
But rang in advance. Rang in advance.
Well, I probably would have just like, bought some eggs on the way or something. Unless I'd checked in, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
If I was in Vancouver...
But why wouldn't you just... Sorry, why wouldn't you just buy eggs anyway? Like, ain't eggs one of the things that you shouldn't just... You can't just take a man's eggs in his yard.
Why?
No, I was probably asked if I could have the eggs. I wasn't just going to go, like, have you got eggs? Right, I'm going to take them.
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, eggs are one of those things that I'm not just letting people have in my yard. You can have a tea. You can have a cup of tea. Mm. You can use some tea bags.
Toast?
What, so you can have
some
bread.
You make some toast.
Okay,
but
man.
I'm not giving you my eggs.
About 4 a.m. when he's left a party. Yeah, I'll come hungry. Round. But have you got any eggs?
It's hungry, isn't it? But like, so say like tomorrow, yeah, you're like, oh, I'll come round in the morning, whatever, do watch some TV. And I was at yours and I said, oh, have you got any eggs? You wouldn't let me have any.
You're not having my eggs, man.
But really? You know, I think you would. That's so as long neat. As you make, he'd have to go and buy some to replace them.
Yeah, then the things you have really? To replace. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't just give your eggs to any man. No, you have to find this right man.
You remember?
You know what I mean?
I we're very different then. Anyone's like, welcome to my eggs.
Mad thing.
You're
and,
loose.
And I'm such
eggs
a loose.
Eggs is special, man. Because you've only ever got like yeah, maybe six or nine. Like, yeah. You've only ever got multiples of three, basically.
No, like, I was going 24. You could have as many eggs as you want from my house, bro. I got
cheers,
you.
Recently.
Oh, yeah, maybe yeah, that's yeah. where I'm going wrong, because I just buy 6 eggs at a time.
Yeah, me too. I don't have 24 in case someone wants to come out at 4 a.m. and borrow some of my eggs. So
yeah,
not,
£1. They're like,
and you know, I only made a 4-egg omelette as well.
No, I wouldn't. I would have made a 2-egg omelette.
Cheese and shit.
Yeah, ham.
But you fully made a meal in his yard.
You're hungry, boy. But yeah, if I've £1.20 from across the street, box of 6 eggs.
Yeah, take some with
it's
you.
It's like 20p an egg. I'll give you 40p.
No, wait. The money doesn't count. You need actual eggs, I think.
Yeah, because the shop's across the street.
Because I'm going to spend that money on something else.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have eggs.
I'm coming to your gaff soon and I'm going to eat your eggs.
Don't have any eggs.
Why?
Because I know you're coming around.
Yeah, you're going to make sure.
I just made the call and someone's smashing them right now.
Shit.
Have you been accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Say Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier in a...
I can't even say that in my normal accent.
Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier.
That's all right. That's not bad. I would have fought Newcastle if I heard that.
Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier.
That's amazing. That was really good.
Why did you pick that sentence? That's amazing.
Because it's the best sentence in the world. Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You sound just like that guy from Big Brother.
Oh yeah, oh, really? Marcus Bentley.
Think about the scenario as well. Just imagine Jean-Paul Gaultier just like losing his mind.
Melt!
Because he's broken his photocopier.
He doesn't use a photocopier.
That's why it's so jokes.
Yeah, true.
Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier.
Jean-Paul Gaultier has broken the photocopier.
I sound like a Jamaican. Jean-Paul Gaultier.
My boss up the fucking photocopier, man.
I don't think I've heard his name for years, and I've never heard it so many times said.
Absolutely. People in boots don't hear his name as much. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Jean-Paul Gaultier. I used to love that scent, though. The one with the torso.
Yeah. Everyone used to have that scent. Yeah.
Bruv. That was the dance.
That was
London
like
smelt
level.
Of that one. Yeah, one boy, for maybe about 5-6 years, London just smelt of JPG.
Did London go through the dupe phase?
Yeah. I don't think en masse, but I think it was. You were probably kind of like a, almost like a relic of days gone by, because dupe was, I would have thought it was a bit above you, before your time. Dupe was a proper trend.
Yeah, it probably was. Just
that was
because
like Mickey Flanagan's era when he was young.
I think dupe, when we had it, it was like rare to have it. Do you know what I mean? It was like kind of like sought after.
Yeah, the expensive
it's like if
one.
You have dupe, then you're like, that's kind of sick.
Mm. Everyone had dupe where I was from.
Really?
Everyone.
Oh, for
even
real?
Even like your grandma. Everyone smelled of dupe. Everyone smelled of dupe.
Nottingham smelled of dupe. London smelled of bit of Jean-Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jean-Paul
Gaultier.
That was everyone's summer anyway.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Has broken the photocopier.
That's pretty good. Has broken.
Why I pet.
Newcastle. Did you say how was everyone's summer?
Yeah.
Our short-lived two-day summer.
That was amazing.
I know, I haven't seen you all summer.
Crammed in 9 barbecues in 2 days.
I didn't see you all summer. What's that about?
It was, I just ran around London for a couple of days. It was great.
Just ran around.
Yeah. It was a marathon.
I didn't do the marathon, but I just
ran around.
You know when it's just hot and you just want to like meet people and then like move on and go to a different part, have a beer there, and just like, you know, just run about. It was
nice.
Really
I like that. I like
glad
that.
Someone enjoyed it.
Well, why didn't you enjoy it?
Because I was still bloody moving stuff.
Bloody hell. You went a bit Michael Caine, I was still bloody moving.
You're only supposed to move the bloody stuff you own.
Is your new place looking sharp yet?
I'd say it's 80% there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Reese has been over there, haven't you?
Recently been over to my old place to hang out and say goodbye and that, you know.
When are you having a team building Payne and Sylvester show trip to your flat?
I'd say the 32nd of November.
Why would that be?
Neverember.
Neverember.
Why?
Cuz.
Only joking.
I tried to go to Justin's Michael's new place the other day and he was like, sent me a picture of his room, and I was like, yeah.
Okay, you haven't unpacked yet.
Probably wasn't the best idea. Probably just.
You would have fallen into the trap of helping me pack, whether you liked it or not.
Okay.
I would have done that.
Yeah, but I didn't want that for you.
Oh.
I didn't want that for you. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's kind of nice, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can pack.
I'm very efficient at packing.
Mm, but I also knew the quality of the weather and how short-lived it would probably be.
To be fair, though, it's fucking boiling today.
Yeah. It is.
I know it rained a little bit, but it's really warm out there.
It is. It's tropical.
Yeah, it's very tropical.
Very.
Mm. I love it.
I do quite appreciate it. Actually, I don't. I hate it. I hate sweating while it's raining.
Yeah, it's horrible. It
doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's mad.
Because you have to wear a hood to protect, but then it's all hot and you're sweating and it's
disgusting. Hashtag long for man.
The hair's ruined.
I am so hot right now. I'm even considering taking off my t-shirt. Is that a bit much?
No, mate,
do your thing, bro. It's a radio show.
I might just do it until Mahalia gets it.
Harley's literally going to be wearing no top.
Yeah.
Shorts and socks halfway rolled down his feet.
I hope the webcam's on him.
Fire up that webcam. Harley is the depiction of lads on tour at around 8 p.m. on the balcony, pre-drinks.
He's having a cup of tea. That's very lads on tour, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Well, my mum always used to say tea actually cools you down.
No, that's not true. That's
I think that it forces your body to cool down quicker, apparently. No. But for me, why go up to go down? Why don't you just start by trying to get down?
Ice cream heats you up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because your body works hard to store the calories.
The opposite effect of heat, of drinking a hot drink.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just pour boiling water on ourselves? Maybe we'll cool down, if that's your theory.
Try it.
I don't want to. I don't want to. What are you saying? Like, that's silly. I'd rather have an ice cream than a hot
absolutely.
Bev.
Absolutely. You'd never see me turning
into a few hot bevs.
I've never had a hot bev.
Cold one?
Loads of ugly bevs.
No cold ones, no?
I know a few older women.
Yeah, all Bevs, sorry, all Beverlys are quite friendly.
Yeah.
All right, Bev.
I just want to get friendly with her. Want to get friendly with her.
I love that.
Bev.
Jay Huss. Like, for me, that is the catchphrase of the year. Well, trust me, Daddy was last year, but this year it's friendly with her.
I have heard it floating around, but I didn't know where it came from.
I can't request a Fanta without saying no heist. Not a Fanta, yeah, but no heist.
That's a definite private joke right there. You
see
that?
Get it.
That's a joke for only 50% of the room.
I don't get it. That's just easy.
Yeah, I lost it.
It's Jay Huss says no ice on what song is it?
The same tune.
Yeah, the same tune. Friendly. It's how he says it on Friendly. Fanta, no ice. No ice.
Scheme,
cuz. Yeah, I'm not really that down with the kids.
Nah, you gotta be though, man. You need to get on the bus more. That's what you need to do. Yeah, do you know how you get exposed to new music? Fuck Spotify. Sit on the back of any bus between 3:30 and 4:30.
Yeah,
for real.
That is Spotify in real life.
Yeah.
I always just hang outside my front door because there's bare like school children like that.
Oh yeah, truth.
So
yeah.
I could just between the hours of 3:30 and 4:30, just
literally that just might be blend a bit weird, in. Though.
I don't know if that.
No, Harley can blend in.
Put a top on.
Put a school uniform. Yeah, definitely put a top
on. It's gonna
on
look
there.
Weird if you're out there bare chested hanging around school kids. Can I listen to your music, please? Yeah.
Hi guys, just wondering, could I ever listen to what you're listening to?
I'm doing some research, and I don't really like wearing shirts, so I'll do it. So could you just pass me your phone? I'll just scroll through your music. It's alright, you can keep your headphones in.
Sure, don't worry about me, I'm just sweating a bit, it's fine.
I'm just sweating a bit. I imagine running up bare chest to some kids sweating, asking to look at their phones.
I'm not going to imagine that, actually.
No, I'm not going to imagine. I couldn't even imagine it while I was saying it.
But it's easy to imagine because he sat there with no top on.
Yeah, but there's no kids around, thankfully.
Oh, thankfully, yeah. Later on the show, though.
Wow.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, definitely put it on for when Mahalia gets. Well, she's 18 now, so she's technically not a kid anymore. Mm. But she is
you got to get into the mic with saying Mahalia.
Nah, because we haven't proven that it's Mahalia yet. It's still not beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, but isn't that a bit like.
Let's have a bet.
I don't think it's rude to ask.
No. Just
I don't think it's rude to ask at all.
All you do is, when you meet her, is you go, "Hi, I'm Michael," and she will go, "Hi, I'm Mahalia."
No. I'm going to say, settle something
gonna, you're
for
just
us.
Ask her.
I'm going to ask her to settle it, but I will admit that you two think it's Mahalia. I don't get it twisted. I'm all about the truth, you get me? That's why I want to find out what her real name is.
To be honest, I don't like have any like serious holdings on it being Mahalia. Like if it's
neither do I. I've only bet my whole sneaker collection.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't have much space for them crepes.
I know. So you're gonna have to burn them. This is why I have to win. Move Ben out for some trainers that don't fit. That's when you know your brethren don't like you. Yeah, bro, I'm getting this collection of kicks in it, so you got about 3 days.
Are you a size 11?
I am. You know what they say about guys with big feet, innit?
What?
Shoes you can't wear.
They say what?
Shoes you can't wear.
Size
'cause they're too big for you. That's the extent of
it. I could fit into size 11s.
You could, yeah, but there'd be too much space.
No, they wouldn't, actually. I think there'd be like a tiny, tiny bit too
much. What are you, a size 9.5?
I'm 10.5.
I wear
10 boots because they're just like big.
Yeah.
Trainers have to be 10.5.
Oh, seen. Yeah, and some shoes don't come in half sizes, which can be quite annoying.
Didn't you give the cad some shoes that were like a size 9 or something? Were they right?
Oh, the Dan Daniels.
Do you want them back, by the way? I don't think you do.
I didn't. I've never worn them because they were too small. They were actually a size 10.
So you'll never back at it again with them?
I've got other white vans. It's
cool. Okay, cool. Safe.
Back at it again with the white vans, Daniel.
Do you still wear them?
Kat, where the fuck are my shoes, guys?
Do you still wear them?
They smell.
He's
now.
Been rocking them barefoot, bro, on the hottest days of the year.
He got blistered from them with his bare feet. So I just like,
bro.
Sweat and blood everywhere in your shoes. You don't
you needed some tears and you got a fucking battle, bro.
Cad, get me some new shoes.
You owe him now.
ASAP.
Those shoes represent the struggle, blood. Blood, sweat, and tears.
They do.
Huh? What's he saying? What are you...
Just pulling a face.
You'll just say, douchebag.
This is the sound of Harley communicating with Will through a window.
Yeah, it's good, because we can't hear Will. Through a fucking window?
He can't even defend himself, Harley.
No.
And as the law, not necessarily law-abiding citizens or lawyers, we are the law. We should always aim to lead by example. Can you see the way my voice has shifted down into this dulcet
tones? You sound
tones?
A lot more kind of
radio. I sound like I should be on another radio station with a number 6 in it. That I'm not going to mention. But Harley is, because he's just fucking...
I'm not going to mention it.
I could feel it.
I was just about to say, if it's anyone, you know, these pipes. Do you know who I did listen to on said radio station the other day?
What's that?
Killian Murphy.
Oh, he's got a very nice voice.
His voice.
What's his voice like? Is he Irish?
He's Irish,
yeah.
His voice for radio was perfect.
I don't know. Wait a minute. When I really think about how could he not be Irish, I just realised what his name is.
Killian Murphy.
Yeah.
No, he's from like Essex, isn't it?
he's
might
Nigerian.
Be, though. There could be some Killian Murphy.
Good afternoon. He's from Killian Murphy. Killian Murphy. Speaking. I'm going to talk to you about. Algebraic equations for 2 hours. It's going to be a very interesting show.
Does anyone watch Peaky Blinders?
I do. I love it.
Yeah. I've only watched the first series.
I did.
Pretty crazy. I had to go on
to a little catch up.
A little like after I watched the first episode, I had to read an explanation of what actually happened.
Yeah, me too. I had to do that as well. That's kind of like I wasn't sure because there's been a big gap since the other series, and they don't always do a little catch up.
Oh, for real.
It's good though.
Bloody gaps spring up everywhere, don't they? Every high street.
Peaky Blinders.
You
sound like Ray Winston.
Bloody Peaky Blinder.
Fucking Blinder.
Does it really stem from the fact that they carry razor blades in there?
Yeah.
They're called Peaky Blinders. Yeah, and then
that would be a term of endearment though, if you were doing the Ray Winston thing. Blinder being good. She's right peaky, isn't she? She's the right blinder.
Yeah, but in context, if peaky meant that type of peak.
Like she's peaked, she's ripe.
Whoa.
What's ripe's okay, like a peach.
Nah, you can't say a woman's ripe.
Right,
I'm ready to go.
That's kind of like she's
I can't really get with that.
She's kind of like just come of age.
Yeah, fam, I'm not calling any female ripe. Nah.
No, I didn't mean that.
That indicates I'm gonna tend to eat her as well. Nah, we don't get down like that.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like
she's
right tasty. She's a bit ripe.
Nah, not ripe, man. Because that looks like you've been grooming a little bit. You've been waiting. You've been watching from afar while it ripens.
You're Adam Johnsoning.
Yeah, you've fully been Johnsoning.
No, okay.
No, you didn't wait for it to be ripe.
We don't. What's the opposite of ripe then? Like not ripe.
Gone off.
No, before it gets ripe, there's that period before it gets ripe, like a peach or a banana.
Young as fuck. Too young for you.
Yeah, too young. Eyes closed.
Hashtag
hands off.
TYFY.
Yeah, and peach fuzz a thing as well that you want
to clear. Just basically analogizing women with any type of fruit. I'd kind of stay clear of it, Natalie, if you ever become a lesbian.
Plum.
Or animal.
Pineapple.
Or an animal.
Yeah. Like, nice. She's a nice strawberry, it's all right, isn't it?
Because it kind of sounds like her skin's a little bit cratered and full of hairs as well.
Doesn't.
If someone called a woman a strawberry, I think she was red with like quite bad skin and quite hairy.
She's got green hair.
A lychee, that's like pale.
What the fuck? Now you're just. What else are you going to say? Breadfruit.
You got a peel like a.
Papaya, that's good. That's it.
Papaya.
Tropical fruit.
Star fruit.
I was saying that as I looked in Harley's eyes, so I couldn't even complete the sentence.
I was enjoying it.
Well,
yeah.
Have you never had anyone call you a papaya? Little papaya before?
Little papaya.
That's okay for a woman's fufu. Actually, that's all right.
Little papaya.
You know, we didn't like little pom pom, whatever it was called.
Pom pom warrior.
I can't, like, can I come over and, like, can we talk to your little papaya later? Sure.
Yeah, right. Papaya's cool.
Not talk to it, because I don't think you want to do that.
But it depends who said
hello.
Wouldn't you find it weird if, like, a middle-class white guy said that to you?
I'd like to see your papaya later.
Your little papaya, though.
Your little papaya.
You have to say it like verbatim. Papaya. Little papaya.
I'd love to see your little papaya.
Hello, Natalie. Would you do one the pleasure of showing me your little papaya?
I think it's better like that.
I think it's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I nearly got mine out.
Yeah.
Your little papaya.
And it's nice because it's not saying big.
It's so persuasive, isn't it?
It's good because you're saying little and you're not saying, can I come and see your big papaya? That would be rude.
True. It's just that you're asking to come and see it. That is the.
Can I come and just observe it?
I think there's a knock on the door.
Just watch it. Just observe.
You're scheduling the viewing of your little papaya.
I don't think there's much fun just to look at papayas, really. Is
no, there? I don't.
Really. Not massively.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just go. Yeah.
I think it's what it entails. You know that you're probably going to be able to kind of. It's not going to be a case of look but don't touch, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
That'd be weird. If someone did actually want to do that, I just want to look at it, don't want to do anything, you'd go, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop five when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop five when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man ain't that nice when the rhythm ain't ice, when the rhythm like man. They ain't got that fire and they're not like man. Them love talk about fire but they're not like man. Them little pricks won't fight but they love skin gang. I'm around criminals, I won't mention names, no subliminals. Don't care fame, they ain't MCs. If I say Merkel man then that's literal. I mean literal. You don't want this, get physical. My network gives me bad data, so I just gotta give you 3G's the signal. I don't send for man, I just send for man. If I send a man, then it's over. You offend a man, I'll remember man. Best remember man, when man's closer. No sir, you don't want me to write your name with my rotor. If I make time for you, then that's your time. And you know what time that means for you, don't you? Time. Stay up off of man's sonar. These man talking shit backwards. These man sound like Yoda. These man must smoke backwards. We've got them sounding like Hold on. Them man keep moving different. Them man must be bipolar. Let man know. These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm, but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm, but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Ride on the beat like a pagan, ride on the beat like a op. Ride on the street or the pavement, light up the heat on your block. Give my driver the keys to the Rangers, I'm reclining my seat till it drops. They smile at me cause I'm famous, I just light up the weed and I nod. See guys on the street, that's my energy, just a guy that defeated the odds. See grind in the street, man grind in the street, trying to find all the keys to the locks. Don't like the police, man like the police, you could die if you speak to the cops. No sign in the G, ain't got my kind of P, give me 500 G's so it's long. I be like, what team are you on? Move to a man, my G, what you on? Yeah, I got Source HP with a wand, still shutting heavy to the potheads don. Give her the monster, lot less don. Got a little more family, a lot less dons. Yeah, you could be a hothead in real life. One headshot, that's your hothead gone. Wait, better have sticks and stones than words will make you get pitched in your home. Turn off your location, rude boy. Come and find you like Pokemon Go. Yes, I'm a madman, bad man, sick head, but I get mad like older bunks though. Dead man, run a man down on a high road. Chuck, chuck, chuck in your throat and then roll, man. These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop five when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might pop five when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
An advertiser, an artist, should I say, has been advertising for vagina models on Facebook so that she can make plaster casts of their fannies.
That, well, no, I don't like that word.
You don't like
fannies?
You don't like that word. Oh, right, I thought you meant plaster casts.
Oh, no, no.
I would have said, not papier-mâché, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're thinking plaster of Paris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you not get your fanny put in a cast?
Depends, yeah, sure, why not?
Put your fanny in a sling.
It's not going to be painful, though, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
When the pull it off.
Yeah, no. True.
No, because it's not like sticky.
Oh yeah, once it sets, it solidifies.
Just like do you remember Cynthia Plastercaster used to do that? She did that. She was kind of famous, like Pamela DeBars, the kind of groupies around the 70s. But Cynthia Plastercaster used to make plastercasts of penises, and Jimi Hendrix being one.
Oh, I heard
she
about
would kind
that,
of
yeah.
pick people out and say, right, I just want, and she's got like loads of them there, and she's got lots of kind of rock stars from the 70s.
Just
dicks on a shelf, essentially.
Fair play, yeah.
Yeah.
But they come in handy when she's. Yeah,
I'm yeah. not apparently. Well, when she's a bit lonely of a night.
Are they fully blown? Casts?
Well, when she's done with them.
Actual size, yeah.
As in, like, are they?
Yeah.
Erect. Well, did she take the cast while they erect, or
I
are
think
they
are erect. I'm
flaccid?
Have a look. No, I don't think it'd be.
How would you be able to
erect.
Keep an erection?
I bet she does it naked.
Like just getting like plaster.
Yeah, it'd be quite cold and
like yeah.
I don't think of that.
She might have
reckon.
A smooth touch, fingers like liquid, you
if,
know?
If a woman True. Was touching your what penis, to be so erect on it?
Yeah, like, that's
it?
What a fluffer is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a fluffer?
And she could just be like...
Someone who keeps you hard during between takes.
In porn.
Not the porn star.
Not the porn star, nah. Is yeah. They
yeah, someone's hired to just, like, want you off between takes to keep it. Okay. Keep blood in it.
Oh. Is that a good job? Is that well paid?
Don't know. Why do you want to apply?
Yeah, where's the application? Hand it over.
Yeah, because I've got one on me. Yeah. I always carry one just in case. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
In case
erect.
You were looking for a.
There's
fluffer.
One. Look, that's erect.
Oh wait.
Is it though?
It's kind of erect, isn't it? It's big.
Well,
it,
only because it's
big.
Like
it's chunky.
That's solid.
Chunky one.
That's not erect.
Isn't it?
No, it's just facing that. She's just casted it and then sat it down
right.
that way.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a bit. It's you know, it's not soft, but I wouldn't say quite
not
a
full.
Semi.
Oh, right.
Some chodes in there, boy. I just saw a little glass cabinet.
That one?
Yeah.
That's a joke, he's looking willy.
Jokes is looking willy.
Oh, yeah. That's not
real. Shit, son, that can't be real. That can't be real.
That one.
Fuck off.
That's Whoa. Tiny. That one there.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't want your one done if it was like that.
I actually
you?
Have a friend who's got a micro penis, and he's not afraid to
use it.
Well, I say use
I'm
it.
I'm not afraid to use it.
I was going to say whip it out, but I'll not whip it out.
You've got a friend who has a genuine micro penis.
Yeah, I'm not even lying. I know you can't see on the radio, but it's about that long.
No, it's not.
And about that fat. Yeah, it is. Sure, it looks like a child's penis. It looks like a. Not that I often look at child penises,
but
I did
God.
Once have one. And
this conversation could go awry.
Yeah, no, he. It looks like the penis of a young child. It is. Pulled. Legitimately.
And it's definitely not his outy belly button.
His outy belly button's probably bigger.
Shit, son.
Oh.
Poor
does
man.
He have much luck with the ladies or gentlemen?
Too much. I wouldn't have any confidence, but he will have sex with anything.
And do the ladies know when it is inside them?
So he has to, like, really wrap the legs around them and get close to him just so they can... Oh. Because his penis erect is like a normal penis flaccid, so...
Is he short?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be tall.
He's about 6'1", something like that.
Really?
Wow. He's pretending he's happy with it now, but he's definitely crying inside.
Like, he's got a girlfriend now, and she always says it's like a baby's penis.
Ugh.
But is that the least sexy thing you can be told before having
But why
sex?
Would you want your girlfriend to say that in front of your friends?
Or ever?
Well, it's his fault for letting everyone know he's got a micro penis.
I suppose he's got to embrace it.
Yeah.
Bit hard to.
Can't. It's far away.
I'd just be like, imagine how downhearted it would be when someone refers to your penis as cute.
Mm. Well, my penis gets referred to as, well, not handsome. Handsome's different.
You said that too often on
yeah.
the show.
So that's how you know it's true.
But not cute. Never cute.
Never cute. Never cute.
Oh, look at that.
Little chubby ting. You know
a little
I mean?
Steak.
Nah. Mine's actually just like, if my penis was a person, it would be like Usain Bolt.
Your penis is
too fast.
By the sounds of it, your penis is...
It arrives too quickly.
No.
It's the fastest in the world.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's the fastest in the world getting in there.
Yeah, but then he's
no, no, finishing.
He finishes quickly. Is that what you're saying?
He's the fastest in the world at finishing.
Yeah. Oh.
So mine would be Usain Bolt.
Yeah. 9.5 seconds. That's how long it takes you to have sex, Michael Payne.
Yeah, first time, but then I got reserves, and then you're there all night.
9.5 seconds.
No, 9.5 seconds is pretty much, yeah, the starting average for me. First time
Justin's
round.
Michael's beating world records all over the place.
All over the place.
Okay, is that
with
like
him and his handsome penis?
What, but is that time of meeting the woman before it arrives, or actual time?
That's the thing, yeah. Between meeting the woman and having sex is 9.5 seconds. Wow. That's why my penis would be Usain Bolt.
Wow.
Well, so that's it, yeah. You meet a girl in a shoe or whatever.
9.5 seconds.
9.5 seconds before
never any longer
before you
that.
Bust as well.
That's
from when you've met and when
no,
you've
no,
bust.
No, no, no.
9.5 seconds is also the amount of time after you finish having sex that you run away, probably.
See, that makes me sound really, really creepy.
No.
Will's only laughing because he can relate.
Yes, he's got Uber on the go.
He's got just waiting for
Uber
his
outside.
Platinum account.
Yeah. Speed dial number one.
No, he's smart. He gets it to wait round the corner.
He knows roughly how long it's going to take him now.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he can he comes up, he's about to go in on the go, and then he gets up his Uber app, it says like 2 minutes away. he presses order.
Request
and then,
Uber.
And then he gets in at perfect time.
Still ends up sat at the end of the bed waiting.
Yeah.
I imagine there's just an Uber constantly circling his block.
Yeah, for real.
Just round.
For real. Was just got 5 stars. All over, never any lower.
It's giving me a death stare.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I proper love this blue check shirt that I'm wearing. I don't wear shades even when the sun's glaring. Wind the window down, less of Mary. Too much hot air that they're blaring. They're 10 years deep, next year what a pairing. He done well while Romeo. The come down off the weekend took a whole week. It's a long way out because the whole thing. Make noise, go wake up the whole street. Keep looking, optimism is there somewhere. If you try hard to find it, look for the ladder and then start to climb it. Mark a pen and then underline it. Life don't let anyone else define it. Footsteps on the paving slab. Had a night out, out raving mad. First drinks are on me, could you pay the cab? Then I'll be on my toes, I can't stay to chat. For babies, I gotta make for that. Guess what you like, I just pay the cash. Praise the way that they played the game. And they paved the way and they placed the track. Rave, we had a tape pack for that. Work hard, go break your back. Life, a big deal, go make it that. Get somewhere that you don't wanna come back from. Have a tote, go steady though, that's strong. Don't talk bad, cause we all know that's long. Tell them what's right when they say that's wrong. Tell them that you couldn't care less. I learned those who got far always give it their best. Know a man who made dough, still he isn't there yet. On top, all blessed. But they're still sitting there stressed. Lost what it was that you hoped to find. Open mouth and an open mind. Had no plan and no design. Ignored it when you saw the sign.
Radio.
Bomb eating.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. What are your own thoughts?
On what? On the bum place.
Eating a booty like groceries.
Eating a booty like groceries.
Just repeat everything I say in a grime tempo.
In a grime tempo.
What?
I don't really know. It's one of those ones where I don't really have, like, if people want to go and do that, they should, by all means.
Yeah, for real.
Go and, but it's just interesting why it got open in the first place and how they knew there was a demand for such a place.
You know, like when you get little petitions to the council, like, this type of place doesn't exist.
Like 20,000 subscribers, votes, yeah, whatever.
Sign this if you want a butt-eating cafe.
But literally, in Japan, they are like, they work so hard, like, they'll even sleep outside of their office, so they're at work early the next day if they've worked late, just in the streets. And their only release is like a sexual release. So, like, the majority of people in Japan have like a dark fetish. Mm. They all have different dark fetishes, and there is a lot of seedy places like that. So I can imagine that there probably was one of them, like, GoFundMe pages to start a booty eating cafe. And
do they have drinks and stuff there, like a bar? Do they have starters, desserts? What do they have?
If they do, it's all throwaway cups in it. No glasses in there. It's just like red
mouthwash,
cups.
Mouthwash on the way out.
For real.
They need to.
Yeah, you can't be going back and lips in your wife. You know what I mean? Why are you late home from work? Oh, stay home, do some paperwork, man. Come here, man. Lips in your wife with some next beanie's butt fucking.
When you talked about the missus doing the dick sniff.
Huh?
When you were on about the wife doing the dick sniff thing to check out me cheating. Yeah, when the queen back now smelling a breath.
Where the fuck have you been?
Right.
Come here, baby. Hey.
Then she'd have to go, or I'd say to her if I was a man, how do you know what a bum tastes like?
No, you can smell that, man.
That's
bum meat, man.
I think bum smell and bum taste are pretty
similar.
Yeah.
You
can work it out.
You'll get caught out. You can't be passing through there.
You just say you had some dodgy meat or something.
Nah, you had bum meat.
Yeah.
Bum meat.
My mate Dean made that term up when we were kids.
What, bum meat?
Bum meat. Yeah, you know when you've been playing sports?
What?
And your butt gets a bit juicy, man.
Yeah, but a juicy bum is something else, isn't it?
No, man.
What, when your bum just sweats?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a bit frizzy down there. That's bum meat, isn't it?
Why bum meat?
I don't know.
Why is it say meat?
I'm just conveying a message, man.
You would never eat sweaty meat, though.
Yeah, exactly. So say that chick's been playing sports. Can you order one that's just played like a game of tennis to literally just come through and put a bum
in it? You know what I mean? Yeah, like levels of juice.
Imagine a little menu. Like.
Yeah.
Someone on the Zumba class.
Would you want super bum meat?
Like dry bum meat. They can have that. Juicy.
I really lost him earlier.
Yeah.
Bum.
Trust me, Dean is a killer for making that shit up.
Maybe they have ages of bums as well. Like, I like mine a mature bum.
No, hopefully they don't. Because there'll be some even worse requests.
We've left this one in the basement fermenting for you.
For real. Like, this one just never wipes her ass.
Oh, that someone be into that. There's a fetish
definitely.
For everyone. Everyone has a fetish.
Definitely.
Maybe not that one, though.
It's sad, isn't it?
Bum cafe.
Jesus Christ.
Because most, like, oh man, if you're, I don't know, I'm pretty sure most Japanese businessmen are married as well. And yes, a lot of them probably aren't telling their wives that.
I mean, it's not something you'd tell your wife, is it? Perhaps, I'm going to a cafe to eat some bum for dinner.
No.
Imagine it would be like a Japanese True Lies, isn't it? She might even work there as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he goes there, and he's eating a bum out every day after work, and he's not telling her, but she's not telling him. She's working there and getting her batty eaten by some guy.
But there's a picture of her in it.
Yeah, but yeah, but we don't think it's the real one.
I don't think they're the real pictures. I think that it's always going to be an attractive girl or something.
I think you're eating out some like 70-year-old bird who's got nothing else to do with the tongue.
Exactly. She's just reading magazines, you know, while her bum's being eaten out on the other side of a wall.
Would that be ticklish?
I don't know that. I don't want to think about it.
I think it would.
I think it would.
But Natalie's booking a flight to Japan as we speak.
I don't want to put my bum in a wall.
Far away laugh.
Oh, that would be amazing. You would never have picked that up.
What? How much? If I had a checkbook here now and I said, give me a figure, go and have your bum eaten through a wall, what would the figure be?
Who, for me?
All of you.
I would.
I prefer a direct transfer. Checks take ages
all
to
right,
cash.
I've got, okay, grab me a pint. A pint? Oh, cool. All right, fine. What about you?
Wait, well, someone told me to get my arse eaten at, what, and how much money were they going to give me?
Yeah, like, what would it
Who's
take?
Who's eating out my arse?
Okay, we could do different people. So, first of all, let's start with Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, like, I'd do that for free.
Okay.
Just because it's Cindy Crawford, just for bants, innit?
Mm. What if I said Anne Widdecombe?
You'd have to pay me. A few mil? Yeah.
A couple mil?
Yeah. You said blank check.
Oh, right, okay. I'm 40 billion.
I'm asking how much 40 billion for you to get your bummy.
Wait, is anyone going to know that Anne Widdecombe's eating my bum?
Well,
her
I'm going
to. Oh, they're eating your bum.
Yeah, your bum is being eaten.
Okay,
is she still alive?
I thought,
yeah.
Anne Widdecombe? What, the one who did.
She's still alive.
She was an MP, a Tory MP.
Yeah.
Face like a scrotum.
Dancing on ice. No, strictly. Yeah. Strictly
Josh Widdecombe's mum.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it? So, alright, Harley, how much would it cost for you? How much would you want to receive to go and have your bum eaten through a wall?
Huh?
How much money would it take for you to go and put your bum into a wall and have somebody eat it?
I love the way you went, huh? Like, there's anything else you could have possibly said that sounds like that.
I think I said, yeah. What else could I have said?
I don't know, I was just like, buying myself some time.
Wait, would you say how much would it take to have my bum eaten with a ball?
I'm just buying some time.
Put a price on it, Harley.
I don't know, do
you
I?
Said 40 billion.
You said 40 billion.
Oh, yeah, 40 All billion. Right. No, so not then, 40 billion, obviously. Well, if someone's got an empty checkbook and is willing to give me any amount of money, I'm saying 100 bill.
Okay, then let's do another one.
Wait, how much about you?
How much?
No, nah.
There's no money for that. There's no money.
Someone comes up to you and goes,
free.
You can have 100 billion pounds.
Oh, I'd do it for that. I'd do it for 100 billion. But then, also, let's ask the question, how much money would you, and you'd be paid for this, but you have to go and eat a bum. Your bum isn't being eaten, you're eating a bum.
Oh, fucking hell. Whose bum is it?
You can't decide. You don't know. It's one of those picture on a wall.
I thought we were talking about the eating.
I was talking about your bum being eaten.
Right.
But
what's
now
the hygiene levels of the bum?
Yeah, for real.
Is it
a bummy?
Medium.
Is it excess bummy?
What, so it's got like a bit of a kick to it, but it's relatively clean?
It's got an aftertaste.
They've walked briskly for 10 minutes.
Jogged there.
They were late for work, so they did walk power walks there. But they had a shower in the morning.
I don't know.
It was a supermarket's own brand shower gel. So that does sway things a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, because in London, 100 grand don't really stretch far, does it? I couldn't buy a house or anything with that. How much is a house in London?
Buy therapy though, wouldn't you? Buy a lot.
How much is a house in London?
More than 100 bags, mate.
Yeah.
No, you'd be out in the arse end of nowhere for 100.
In Nottingham, I get asked 70 grand.
No, wait, I want that.
Fuck
no.
Did you hear what I said?
I did.
You could have had, like, how much is it? I don't know. The price is shite. Could have done that.
True.
I'd do it for the price of a house.
Will said that to me, by the way.
Huh?
Will said that to me in my
ear. Go on, Will. I love the way he just sipped his water as well.
Yeah, like.
So classy. That. Such a classy cad.
Yeah, I'd eat booty for the price of a house, I reckon.
Yeah?
You should go and choose the house first and say, I want that, and then get the keys.
Like, I'm looking at, like, Hawley's quality of house.
Wow. I thought you meant quality of bum.
I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones. No fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die. Trying to run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan. But the first thing you said when you saw me is can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the group and the gang. Whoa, guess who's back? Came a long way from sitting in the flats. Came a long way from when whites never used to mix with blacks. Now all my white niggas and my black mates, we got the game on smash. I used to rate your page on MySpace, but you never stayed on track. Upset cause your wife is a fan. She done with a little boy and she wants to be with a man. Told my accountant do me a transfer cause I wanna buy some land.
fan. The first thing you said when you saw me is, can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man, I only socialise with the crew and the gang. They wanna see me drown, trying to hold the man them down. Cause I shut down Shoreditch car park and I got bars like Camden Town. Out there trying to survive on the streets, trying not to get killed by the police. And I be schooling MCs, nobody leaves till 3:30. This year I'ma teach them a lesson. Don't grace, don't reply to those emails, nah, I don't wanna do no sessions. It's like them men have got an obsession with my style of expression. But in public, never hear my name mentioned. Catch them at the nightclub entrance, always seeking attention. But I'll be inside, trying to get bursts. Looking all cool like Herc, dressed like I just come from BE. You're dressed like you just come from church. Better do your research. You don't wanna hear my verse come after your verse. MCs act brand new cause they got a little money in the purse. So you had a good solo career, had a few big songs over the years. Back then you was a real top boy, but right now fam nobody cares. Walked in the club, everybody's like, who is he? Why is he walking around with security? You know the postcode when you're talking road. Better know that I speak that fluently. I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones. No fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die. Tryna run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang, man get girls with a gang, man eat food with a gang, man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan, but the first thing you said when you saw me is, can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man, I only socialise with the crew and the gang.
Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Just coming out of Man Gang by my cousin Skepta.
Can I get a pic for
the gram? My mum knows his mum in it.
Oh, right. I just see you should say just coming out of man. I just didn't really like it. You phrase that.
So just coming out of man. Just pulling out of man. Now Skepta's album's out on May the 6th and I'm definitely getting that. Konnichiwa. I think it's very, very important. Konnichiwa out on May 6th. I really, really, really like that song.
I think it will definitely be an iconic album in the music scene.
I'm willing to bet that it goes number one.
I reckon it will. Yeah,
I genuinely think he's got a number one album on his hands.
Skeppy's
become a cult hero, man. Have you seen the video for that?
Mm-hmm.
I literally just got it. It's been around. It's been floating around online for a while, a few days now. A
couple of days.
But Risky Rhodes, the director, I love the fact that he thinks I'm living under a rock because he DM'd me a link to the video today. I was like, I've seen that video more times than I've seen my parents this week. So, yeah. He's definitely pervading popular culture, which is something that Harley doesn't really know about. Hence, we're going to be showing him some Hallelujah stuff. And it's very interesting, this one.
Hallelujah.
A bit of a piss take.
Is it?
Yeah, mate.
I haven't lewd one for a minute.
You ain't. I think you're going to want to. Yeah. This one definitely belongs in the loo.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you will be. You definitely will be. And I'm confident that your opinions, your sentiments will be harmonious with mine about this.
Can I get a pic for the gram?
Can I get... That's from Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was thinking, why do I know that lyric? It's from a song that we just played. How's everyone doing, though? Well, anyone hungry?
I'm fucking starving.
You are starving?
Yeah.
What are you starving
for? I'm on the fade already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How far would you go now to get something to eat?
How far would I go?
Yeah, as in not distance-wise.
What would you be prepared to do?
Yeah.
I don't know, pay some money.
Would you be prepared to get buck wild and eat among other naked people?
I feel like this is a segue.
It is.
Go on.
It's not actually. I'm literally just saying, like, let's go eat.
Sure, yeah. Get naked downstairs restaurant. Next door. They won't mind next door if we do that.
9,000 people join waiting list.
For a naked restaurant,
to be
exactly.
Honest, Arno, you normally have to get naked to eat out, though, don't you?
That's true. When you're talking about that type of eating out, yeah. Definitely.
Wait.
Well, some men eat out fully clothed. I've had a blowjob by a fully clothed person. Woman.
I love that. Fully clothed person. Woman. Just crazy woman.
Just to clarify.
It's like how you like realise in your own brain.
Neither of you need to be naked for that to happen.
Exactly.
I was making a...
No, it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
A,
do you reckon?
A cunnilingus joke.
Makes more...
I know.
What?
Makes more sense to be... It makes more sense for the person that's giving you head to be naked.
Right. I thought you were talking about...
don't think it matters.
No, Reese was talking about the cunnilingus, saying that you should be naked when you give or receive that.
Yeah. But you're talking about fellatio.
But you're talking about, yeah.
Which and you can just pop it out your fly.
That's true.
She doesn't need to be naked to fellate you.
But she doesn't need to be naked to be cunnilingus.
She has to have a twat out.
No! No! Not that word. No!
Yeah, no, not that word.
No.
So,
Race.
That's opinion.
So twat's worse than fanny, which is worse than clunge? Or which?
Twat is okay to say, like, oh, you twat. But don't go. Or in America, they say twat, don't
twat.
They? You twat. Yeah,
twat.
But I don't know. What's a good word then? There isn't a good word, is there?
Vagina.
Whatever I say, I'm going to get in trouble for.
Pum pum. I think we should always just stick
with
pum.
Yeah, pum's my favourite, actually, out all of those so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not like for JJ.
Yeah, I do like VJJ.
Pikachu.
VJJ sounds too much like a middle class euphemism.
Pikachu to me sounds more like someone's looking through your letterbox and you're getting changed.
Pikachu. Lady Garden.
Yeah, I like that. I like Mouse's ear because it's all cute and warm and oh, it's
Hippo's yawn.
Enchanted Forest.
Hippo's yawn.
No. Hey, bring you and your hippo's yawn upstairs. We're going to bed. No. No.
Let me just head down to a swamp real quick. Yeah. I'll sort that out for you.
Like, is that another nickname for it? The swamp.
Swamp.
You?
Swamp. Oh, what do you get? Like, once you're in, you're sucked in for a long time.
Yeah.
That's
true.
A swamp, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice and moist.
That's, yeah.
Warm. Swamps are moist and warm.
They are moist and warm.
I do love the moisture of the swamp.
Oh, are you talking about swamp or
swamp sounds like
an actual swamp.
Swamp sounds like you've been to a festival and not changed your pants for 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm, a bit putrid.
Can't
that.
Get out of a swamp once you're in.
No, you can. That's quicksand you're on about.
Oh yeah. What am I thinking? What's the swamp then?
A swamp is like, I don't know.
It's just like marshland, like really wet. Like it's they're not actually that deep normally. Swamps either. They're all very. They're
you just wallow in it, innit? You wallow.
Yeah.
Hippos wallow in swamps.
Can you get off it? Out of it?
Yeah, you can get out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You probably can't touch the bottom in a lot of swamps. Okay. I think they're pretty deep.
I don't know what.
Can't touch the bottom.
But they're more tend to be
I
like
always touch
land.
The bottom when
they
I'm,
tend
when
to be
I'm
like
in the
forests
swamp.
And woods and.
Sure.
Do you touch? Do you not touch the bottom when you're in the swamp?
Or the sides.
Oh. No, I love touching the bottom, especially during missionary.
I zoned out for about 8 seconds.
I know, I've seen that.
Lost.
I've seen that. They
literally zoned out for 8 seconds.
Euphemism, swamp, aka vagina. Still yeah. on, still on vagina.
Would you ever use that as a euphemism? Swamps.
No.
not to her face, anyway.
What's a good one for penis then?
What do you mean?
Dick.
Yeah.
I just refer to mine as a dick. Dick pic. Send a lot of those, so I'm usually.
Pork sword.
Yeah. No.
Pork sword.
No.
The cat just gave me that one in his ear.
Pork sword. That's
what's
grim.
Wrong with that? That's what he calls it. You're such a shit.
Disgusting.
Well, a banger.
But yeah, pork sword narrows it down because, you know, it's not halal, so there'll be some people that aren't wanting to put
true.
It in the mouth.
That's
so.
True.
Halal pork sword.
Halal pork.
Yeah.
And then the vegetarians aren't going to get my corn sword.
Oxymoronic.
Corn
genitals.
Sword.
Corn.
Tasty. Corn sword, yeah, for vegans.
Yeah.
For reals.
Okay. So.
Swiftly moving on, I think.
Anyway, what we were saying
naked, is. Naked eating out.
Speaking of, like, you know, naming genitals after food, so this naked restaurant is set to open in London, and 9,000 people have already joined the waiting list. The restaurant, which is set to open in June, very soon actually, encourages diners to leave all their worldly possessions at the door, including their clothes. The dining area will be split into both naked and clothed sections, with lockers available to stash your pants until the tube ride home. The website tells diners that they'll enter a secret Pangaea-like world, which is free from phones, electric lights, and even clothing. Although this is optional, you don't actually have to get naked.
Why? That will be weird, though. Some people naked and some people not. Will they have two sections?
Yeah, exactly. Which is exactly what I just said.
Make it like all. Just make it all naked. Just be like, you can't come in.
That's what I think.
But then I think they're worried they might get no customer at all.
Yeah, I suppose. And then,
yeah.
But then there's a waiting list, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it has to be surely in the naked section, all cold food. You can't risk like spaghetti.
Yeah, no, it's true. No, they will. It on the menu, it will be all cold food on the.
On the nude side.
On the nude side, yeah.
No soup. I did read that somewhere.
Yeah, well, hot drinks.
You can have that. What's that cold soup called? There's a cold soup.
Yeah, I do, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Is it just called cold soup?
Gazpacho.
Oh, is that Italian?
Yeah.
Look at you, all knowing stuff about Italy.
Ciao, ciao.
They're They're advertising it as customers being able to revisit the beginning where everything was fresh, free, and adulterated from the trappings of modern life.
Mm.
Hmm. I know. I hate it when you're having a meal and your underwear get in the way. It is the worst. Yeah.
It's true. I hate it when you're having a conversation and you know or a meal and people just want to talk about your lovely clothes and stuff. If no one's wearing any, then it kind of just makes it a bit of a level playing field. You can what would you talk about eating dinner naked?
Don't know.
Yeah. Whilst you're eating your salad.
Have you thought about getting them checked? Maybe you don't want that coming around the dinner table.
Imagine that as a first date.
Yeah.
For real.
I've got an idea.
This is really
to be honest.
I've been waiting on the waiting list for so long. It's such an exclusive restaurant. I can't believe I've got in here with you.
It's called the Bunyardi, which sounds like they sell Jamaican food.
Was that actually what it's called?
That's not.
Yeah, they don't sell Jamaican food.
Bunyardi.
Yeah, Bunyardi.
Bunyardi.
Yeah, Bunyardi.
What's our food with the Bunyardi stuff?
Sounds maybe Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
When you're naked. Oh, hot spicy stuff.
Yeah, that makes it. That's a good point.
Ooh.
You want to be.
Yeah, sweating.
Free and open.
Yeah. But if you drop some chili on you. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't want that, do you?
Drop some chili on you.
Yeah.
What, on your bits?
Yeah. Or anywhere.
You have to be very unskilled eater to drop chili on your bits.
Yeah. True.
Black Nando's sauce. Could you imagine that?
Or the extra, extra hot sauce.
Maybe there'll be a Sarah de Bunyardi.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, I don't know if I could have that. Because it's bad enough having a bum repeatedly shoved into your face. But when you're eating naked.
I think they've already got one of them, haven't they? That anus eating cafe in Japan.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true, yeah.
A Bunyardi.
They've mixed the two. They're so ahead of their time in Japan, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Righty.
They've already envisaged a naked restaurant in London. They thought, how can we go a step further?
It's better that one. Oh, God.
What if they come to England and they think that's what this naked restaurant is? It's going to cause all sorts of lawsuits.
No, honestly.
You can have many phone calls to this show trying to sort it out since you are the law.
They'll literally come over here and eat us under the table.
Oh. We've had a tweet in.
Sorry, no. I appreciate that.
Thanks, yeah. Guys.
We've had a tweet in with some words from Delish.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Poontang.
Poontang's cool.
Growler?
Not growler. No.
Flange.
Oh.
Squish mitten.
What?
She says, just tuned in. Have no idea what we're talking, pussy. She also suggested for males, equal, rod, lightsaber, or todger.
Todger makes it sound.
Todger's like something from the 70s, though, isn't it? That you'd be like, oh.
Rod's the best of a bad bunch, there.
Rod. Todger. You know what we did miss out? Poonani. And Nani
is a great
word. Yeah, Nani is a great word.
I said Nani, which is literally just an abbreviation of Panani.
Yeah, Nani.
Going to Narnia.
And they should talk about the X Man United football player.
True.
Nani.
What?
Wait, what? It was just a secret moment going on between you two.
No,
there.
I don't know.
It's a secret
just like
moment going on.
Leaning on the mic, like I can't have any more names for genitals. It's too much.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
We really hope you enjoyed the best bits of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated 2016.
Have a crazy Kwanzaa.
We'll be back on January the 11th, 2017.
I was in the A1 with my day one, counting money like Pablo. We came from nothing but seeing them with it, only made me wanna go and get it that more. Yeah, Digi on the dashboard, wish I had it on my phone, they should make an app for it. I'm way up, worry about an update, up late, Midnight Express with the duct tape. Yeah, heard her in an old whip picking up weed. I was in the X6 picking up speed. Push when I start, but you know I got keys. Walked in the door and she dropped to her knees. Please, everywhere was heartfelt. On my jaws drunk, blowing up with my cartel. Still getting used to that new car smell. Tell L, if you got my back, then I can't fail. Yo, now they wanna chat, let me go way back. Why does everybody wanna know where I'm at? I was better off all alone in the trap, but I can't seem to keep a phone out my hand. I don't wanna watch Netflix and chill. Me, I'm on stocks, the investments deal. I was on one wheel and around.